You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 10. I read, "So he said, 'You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so.'" This was the conversation between Elijah and Elisha when Elisha asked for the double portion of the power of Elijah. And Elijah told him, "If you see me when I'm being taken away," he said, "then you will receive what you have asked." Even though what you have asked is a hard thing, the key to it is still in your own hand. It's not in God's hand. It's a hard thing, but there is nothing that is hard for God. It is hard based on an issue, which is, if you are able to see me when I'm taken away. What does that mean? It means focus. It means concentration. Did you know that many believers suffer from focus? They suffer from concentration. See, have you noticed that when you want to read the Bible, that's when you get distracted? When you want to pray, you get distracted. Many believers cannot sit down and concentrate on a message. They can't. They can't just sit down and concentrate. They can't just sit down and focus. Can I say something to you? You are not going to amount to anything in the hands of God if you are living a life like that. You must do everything to ensure that you focus. You know, I once went to a family. They were watching a movie, and I came with a Christian movie. And when they were all done with this movie, and they all sat down there to watch it, we inserted the Christian movie. One after the other, everybody started having something to do. Even the woman of the house, she started sending the children, "You please go and do this, you please go and do this." Before I knew it, I was the only one left in the sitting room. As soon as it was a Christian movie, they could no longer concentrate. Everybody just went their way. It's not ordinary. I've tried it in different families, and it's the same thing. I once visited another family. They were all sitting down. They were all watching something. And I said, "Let's watch a man that preaches at this soul's time." And then we switched the TV. I'm telling you, in less than 2 minutes, two of their children had slept off. And then also, the woman that I was sitting with was already dozing off. Within few minutes of switching to a Christian message, they could no longer endure. They could no longer concentrate. So many people are not consistent. You are not so focused on Jesus Christ. You can't be focused on the word of God, the things of God. You get easily distracted once you come to the things of God. Elijah revealed a great secret. He said, "What you ask is a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I'm taken from you, if you can concentrate, if you can focus, if you can get all your attention of this." I have noticed that when in churches, when you have a speaker that God has put his word in his mouth, when it is time for that man to speak, suddenly you will just notice some people, they start getting distracted. That's when they remember that, "Oh, I need to give water to my child. Oh, I need to pull this." And I've witnessed this. Sometimes I've had to caution them and say, "Concentrate. You've been concentrating. Why is it that it was when it comes to this message now, you can no longer concentrate?" That's when you remember you need to pick something in the car. That's when you remember you need to go somewhere. Brethren, you can't go far with God if you cannot concentrate. You cannot pick a message, a 1-hour message, and concentrate and listen to it from beginning to the end. It may take you 2 weeks to listen to a 1-hour message because you are just here and there, here and there, here and there. You can't concentrate. Please be very careful. There is a need for focus and concentration in order for us to apprehend Jesus Christ. I pray God will give you wisdom. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.